Hi, I'm Elena C., filling in on Backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Carrie Schaefer, a second-year trumpet fellow from Chicago, Illinois. Carrie's family is musical. Her grandfather was Ernie Schaefer, a composition teacher at the Eastman School of Music. And Carrie says she has to thank her parents for almost forcing her to stick with the trumpet.
You know, there were a lot of times early on that it would have been pretty easy to quit and to say, let's kind of choose a little easier path. But kind of thanks to them that I am still with it today and that I love it.
No one in Carrie's family told her to play the trumpet. Her dad is an amateur pianist who used to lull Carrie to sleep with Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations. And both her parents love classical music. They would see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on a very regular basis, so Carrie got a lot of chances to hear their mighty brass section. But she didn't have a particular desire to play the trumpet.
You know, the night that I was, you know, in the fifth grade that I was brought to come pick out an instrument, I think I really just walked up to the trumpet and said, this might be fun. and I just said, let's just kind of choose this one.
It may have been pure chance that led Carrie to pick up the trumpet in the first place, but now, she says, she can't even imagine living without it.
I just think it's just like this general dream of playing in an orchestra. You know, the trumpet has so many different roles. You know, can play these, you know, beautiful melodies, and then it turns right around and plays these very aggressive fanfares, you know, and then, you know, also within the orchestra, it can kind of be the down-to-earth jazzy solos like in Gershwin. So I think it's just kind of the versatility of just everything that the trumpet can do that I really like about it. I think also the playing trumpet in the orchestra kind of challenges and encourages like a louder, more outspoken side of my personality that might not always come out just in general settings. So I like, you know, playing for that reason also.
Besides playing the trumpet, Carrie's interested in jazz piano, grilled vegetables, and running. And there are some correlations between running and music, specifically Gustav Mahler's music.
In some ways, it's almost like running a marathon. Actually, I ran the Los Angeles Marathon in 2007, and it was. And I actually think that sometimes playing Mahler symphonies and preparing for auditions are actually tougher than planning and training for marathons. When it comes down to it, it's just kind of about portraying a very powerful message. So I guess you just have to plan it out and then go for it and see what happens.
Carrie credits conductor Michael Tilson Thomas with a lot of those go for it and see what happens, great New World Symphony moments. Her experience has been that a lot of conductors stop orchestra rehearsals specifically to point out mistakes. Not so with MTT.
I think MTT always encourages us to think very creatively in terms of phrasing and just where the music is going and how you can kind of think of other ways to play the music. I remember we were preparing the Schoenberg's orchestration of the Brahms Quartet. You know, he hopped up on the podium that morning in the rehearsal, you know, and he clapped his hands. He said, "All right, guys, let's think about flying shapes and colors." So he really kind of encourages creativity. So that's always really refreshing to play for.
And working with the New World Symphony has also been very refreshing for Carrie, and it's taught her a lot about the value of great friendships in the music performance industry.
To work in this industry, you know, you have to know how to kind of walk that fine line between being very competitive and holding yourself in high regards, but also showing really high respect to others and keeping those friendships. Because, you know, ultimately, being friends and really getting along with the people that you work with is probably one of the most important things you can have. You know, it's a balance of not taking yourself too seriously, but also, you know, having a lot of respect for what you do and where you want to go.
That was second-year trumpet fellow Carrie Schaefer. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.